The Afterlife podcast employs dark humor and frank language. It's a little dirty. It is intended for a mature audience. You are listening to the Afterlife Podcast. Thank you for joining me for episode 16, Fresh to Death. If you could wave a magic wand and revert to a previous age in an instant, which age would you choose? It's a question I like to ask friends and strangers from time to time. I get some interesting answers, rather, I get some interesting reasons when I ask the follow-up question. Why? Why do you choose the age 16, 26, or 45? Like many answers, the why is the most telling piece of the conversation. I'd go back to my senior year in high school at Beverly High. Why? Because that's when my adult life really began. And there are definitely some things I'd like to do differently. Not because things haven't turned out well, more because I'd like to see what Maximilian version 2.0 would turn out to be. I'll go into this more deeply on the episode page at TarynMaximilianDefoe.com/fresh-to-death, where I'll share my why and where you, dear listener, can share yours, if you're so inclined. You'll have me, and maybe others, but definitely me, as your audience. Visit TarynMaximilianDefoe.com/fresh-to-death. Sign in with Facebook and let it rip. I'm all ears. Now, for the Afterlife Podcast, episode 16, Fresh to Death, where a refreshed but still dead Jimmy Jennings flexes his dead guy muscles for the very first time. The reflection of the ghost of young Jimmy Jennings stood in a floor-length mirror, wearing his used-to-be favorite black pajamas and his 31-year-old face. It was the happiest throwback he'd ever seen. His haircut was still fresh. All he needed was something slick to wear. Jimmy considered, stroked, and sniffed his options. Sticking to the suits and tuxedos, leaving to its rightful owner the faux seersucker genuine leather jumpsuit with calypso sleeves. The ghost of Jimmy Jennings stripped off his pajamas and left them in the middle of the floor for the time being. He checked himself out in the mirror. His body looked okay. If he was honest, that's all it had ever looked. Okay. He turned to the side to look at his butt. Again, just okay. Granted, it wasn't sunken in like some he'd seen at the gym, but no way could he have been on the cover of Men's Health magazine. Why had he been so convinced he was hot shit? His body was just okay, and only just. Jimmy turned back to the mirror again to face himself. His penis looked small. Jimmy suddenly remembered a fiction book he'd read in high school about a girl who had died and was wandering around the earth in a similar way. In the story, the girl's best friend, who had died before her, knew the ropes of being dead and had told the girl that she could do anything, even make her boobs bigger. And the girl had. But the book hadn't told what she'd had to do to make that happen. Jimmy stared resolutely at the man in the mirror, determined to grow his dick with the power of his mind. He focused his eyes upon it in the mirror. It looked like a cocktail shrimp, in color, shape, and size. Grow. 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 The medicine man in Jimmy's mind shook around his feathers and joined Jimmy's mental chanting. Jimmy put his wrists on his hips and flapped his kneecaps back and forth. Then the witch doctor came to life. The three of them chanted together, a chorus desirous of satisfaction and readiness to revel in it. And Jimmy's penis grew long. His eyes grew wide. Oh, my fucking God! God! Jimmy popped his fingers simultaneously with glee and landed his fingers in hand guns. Jimmy's cocktail shrimp had become a prawn. The skin of his balls began to tingle. Jimmy pursed his lips, sucking air in a reverse whistle. He looked at himself lasciviously in the mirror. If any man had looked at Jimmy like that when he'd been alive, he'd have punched the guy in the throat. Jimmy's dick had grown to the middle of his thigh. His dick skin was starting to itch. He didn't scratch it. What if he messed it up somehow? He decided to try to ride it out. Jimmy moved closer to the mirror, amazed. The shaft of his cock was starting to swell and grow flatter and wide. For a moment, he became concerned about how big it could get, but only for a moment. The inflation started to slow down once it got to be about lobster tail size. The whole thing was big, much bigger than Michael's, and even after seeing hundreds of naked guys at his gym, Equinox, Michael's was still the biggest flaccid dick Jimmy had ever seen. Until now. Taking a page from Michael's book, he focused his attention once again on his penis and darkened the skin of the whole thing, including his balls, by a few shades. Then a few shades more. Fuck it, thought Jimmy. Why not? If he were a cartoon, he chuckled to himself, steam would be rising up from it. Jimmy touched it with his fingertips. It was hot. Whoa! As if conducted to action by the touch of his fingertips, the head of his cock ballooned to twice the size it had been before. Jimmy couldn't believe his eyes. His big brown dick looked amazing. But now, how the hell was he going to fit it into these slim-cut tuxedo pants? His mother had often said that too much of a good thing is a blessing and a curse, and he'd never agreed with her. It was this exact situation specifically that he would mentally point to, though he sidestepped arguing the finer points of his case with his mother. A man could never have too big a dick, he'd thought. Mistakenly. How the fuck did his well-hung brothers manage this? Jimmy took inventory of his situation. It was hotter to the touch than he'd expected, but otherwise seemed to be finished doing whatever growing it was going to do. He bent his knees and twitched his hips in a circle, again and again, making it swing in a circle like a coin on a string. It was the first time in his life Jimmy danced in the mirror this way. He reveled in himself and in his own power, feeling not only unashamed, but unafraid. Jimmy grinned and looked his dick in its eye. It was heavy in his hand. If he'd had this dick his whole life, if he'd been born with it, had grown up with it, he knew he'd have been a much different person. Knowing he had something spectacular that was uniquely his own, even if the rest of the world didn't recognize it, would have given him a great deal of personal confidence. But why? Leaving the deep philosophical conversations for another time, he assessed his new situation. The skin of his balls had stopped tingling, but the whole area was itchy. Now that his penis had darkened, he could see that there were some patches where the skin looked white. Dry skin. Jimmy's brand new dick was ashy. He looked for some lotion. Gasping for breath, Jimmy looked around for something to wipe his hands on. If he soiled Cassandra's bath towels, he didn't know if she would see it or not, since she couldn't see him, but just in case, he didn't want to take the chance wiping anything of himself on anything of Cassandra's. He'd had no idea that jacking off his new, extra-large penis was going to be so much work. Not only his wrist, but his entire arm was tired. A small, built-in, mirrored shelf held an upright tissue dispenser in pink gold encrusted with black diamond dust. He pulled out 5 tissues, then another 5, and another 5, to wipe away as much ghostly DNA as possible before taking a shower. But did he really have time? Not really. Jimmy pulled on the tuxedo pants that he'd selected to go with the jacket. He didn't have a plan on how he was going to pack his junk inside them, but decided to deal with that last, leaving the bulk of it dangling free and easy outside his pants for the time being. He selected some cufflinks. He pulled on a black fitted shirt, also Tom Ford, Jimmy's favorite designer. He put on the cerulean blue tuxedo jacket. He looked sharp in his black tuxedo shirt, slim black tuxedo pants, and patent leather shoes. And now, for the challenge of a lifetime. How to get this giant anaconda dick into these tight-ass pants? Bass erupted from a room down the hall. Cassandra must be having a little party with herself before joining the party downstairs. She was listening to hip-hop. Drake.
That was it!
He'd start at the bottom. Jimmy jerked his hips to flip his dick into his hand, folded the tip back toward his navel, and rolled his fat but cooperative dick into a ball. He held it together all balled up in his hand and paced back and forth a few times to test it for comfort. Felt all right. He forced his penis-bearing fist into his pants and slowly released his grip, being careful not to arouse himself by touching it this time. Jimmy zipped his pants and turned to the side to check out his package. Neat and clean. There was a fat bulge, but it didn't look obscene. There was no way anyone could tell he kept an anaconda in there. Jimmy spun around. Mrs. Leventhal leaned in the doorway, wearing a black on beige Swarovski ball gown, cradling a snifter of brandy.
Well, that's about the best goddamn trick I've ever seen.
She looked wildly amused.
Hello, Jimmy. We meet again.
She was drunk. Jimmy wondered how much she'd seen. Thank you for joining me for episode 16 of the Afterlife podcast, Fresh to Death. The music you are listening to is Rich Man in the Sky by Otis McDonald. Join me next week for episode 17. It's the third to the last episode of the Afterlife podcast. Where does the time go? Where Jimmy and Karen cross paths. Apparently, for the first time. Apparently, what am I getting at? Join me and find out. The Afterlife podcast is serialized paranormal fiction based on the book Afterlife, written by me, your host, Maximilian Defoe, available on Amazon. For episodes of the Afterlife podcast, visit TarynMaximilianDefoe.com/ForeverAfterlife. Did you like this episode? Yeah? Yeah? Tap the link in the description of this podcast to leave me a review on iTunes. Listen, your 5-star review entices other listeners who might be on the fence about whether or not to subscribe to go on and give me a try. And like attracts like. More subscriptions means more listeners, and more listeners is a signal to me to keep doing what I'm doing. And if you'd like to take your support a step further, visit patreon.com/Maximilian, where you can slide me a greenback or two and maybe pick up a digital goodie from me to you as a thank you for your support. There are many options available for you. Did you know I have more than one fiction podcast? So much more is coming, and it's coming for you. Take a peek and help if you can. Links to every place you can find me in the description of this episode. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening.